Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. A federal judge has ruled that Vance Belter will remain in custody without bail ahead of his trial for the murder and attempted murder of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. Belter appeared in court Thursday facing charges that he fatally shot State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark and wounded State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette during an attack on June 14th. Belter waived his right to a detention hearing where prosecutors would have presented key evidence in the case and told the judge he was, quote, looking forward to court. Belter has been held at the Sherburne County Jail since his June 15th arrest, which followed a widespread manhunt. His bail is now officially set at $5 million, but he told the judge he can't afford to pay it. Minnesota food shelves and banks are bracing for the impacts the federal cuts to the SNAP food program, formerly known as food stamps, will have on Minnesota families. Zach Rodvald is with Second Harvest Heartland.
This could affect benefits for as many as 150,000 Minnesotans in the near term through cuts to benefits or outright stripping people of their benefits altogether. But over time, it will affect every Minnesota SNAP participant because it makes it harder for benefits to keep up with costs.
Many Minnesotans may be spending their holiday weekend out in the country and enjoying the outdoors. There's been a recent trend in homeowners buying secondary property designed for recreational use. Minnesota-based Compeer home loan officer Chris Allen defines rec land as
used for recreation, outdoor fun, say like hunting, ATVing, camping, things like that. Sometimes it's just raw land. Sometimes it can have maybe a three-season cabin or a barn or a shed on it.
Allen says the land is usually used for hunting, fishing, camping, or ATV riding, and can also include a shed or cabin. Minnesota's lakes and rivers are expected to be packed this 4th of July, and the Minnesota DNR conservation officers will be out there too, making sure everyone's safe. They're participating in Operation Dry Water, a national effort that runs from July 4th through Sunday. Democratic Senator Amy Klobuchar is wishing Minnesotans a happy 4th of July, quote, as we celebrate the beginning of the great American experiment.
When in 1776, our founding fathers adopted the principles of liberty, justice, and government of, by, and for the people.
Klobuchar says these principles have been greatly tested over the past 249 years, but every time we've come out strong on the other side.
That's because generations of heroes have put everything on the line when they put on our country's uniform.
An exhibit at historic Fort Snelling has received a National Leadership in History Award of Excellence from the American Association of State and Local History. Titled Many Voices, Many Stories, One Place, the exhibit highlights the diverse people connected to the site, including Dakota, African Americans, settlers, and Japanese American interpreters during World War II. It also features tools used by Native Americans more than 10,000 years ago at the confluence of the Mississippi and Minnesota rivers. This is MNN.